You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missin' That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley, how are you this morning?
I'm really well, Rachel. How are you?
Very well, thank you. It's been a busy time since we last spoke, as it always seems to be in Auckland. There's plenty going on. Let's start a little bit by talking about the accommodation support which has been extended for storm recovery. Obviously, this is such an ongoing situation for a lot of people, more than a year on now from the floods that we saw in Auckland around Anniversary Day in 2023. But, you know, what's been decided upon, and how does it affect people at the moment, Desley?
Look, we are really thrilled that the government had put into their budget the extension to the temporary accommodation service. So there's two aspects to this, the service itself and the ongoing payment to people. So the government put another $28 million in extra funding. Look, the reality is it kind of had to be there, right? Because we still have an issue. We've still got people who are displaced and they still need that payment support. So the service was given some extra budget. This comes out of MBIE, the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment. And so that means that for those people who are renting or paying to be in another home because they can't live in their own home, that accommodation assistance will continue. They have to have paid for accommodation, temporary accommodation, and signed an agreement before the 18th of March this year. And, you know, we know that there's a kind of a big list of people, but it just means it can continue on until we get some finality. Look, we're doing pretty well in that space. I think as of the 10th of June, we've had about 1,600 properties mm-hmm. that we've categorised in Auckland, and 500 for buyouts, 300 for offers made, and actually about 100 actually completed. But the job isn't finished, so this extension is a real welcome relief from the government for that continued service.
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of ongoing conversations with the government, this is something for the whole country, but in Auckland, you know, we have really specific needs in terms of preparedness for natural disasters and severe weather events. Is this something that you feel is getting sufficient attention from central government, you know, from the perspective of council at the moment? Do you feel like there's enough conversation happening between those two government bodies at the moment?
Look, I mean, it can always be more. The government have got obviously a number of priorities, but the conversations between Auckland and the government are ongoing, and, you know, we have a list, enormous. And, you know, the mayor does have those conversations. I've been having conversations myself, for example, around with Minister Mitchell, who is the minister in the recovery space, and he's been really good, actually, because often, you know, we started a conversation with the last government, and this government has continued that, which is really good. Sometimes governments don't like to do certain things that other governments have done. But he's been really understanding of our situation around that, and I'm really confident we're getting to quite a good place with him. I really welcome those conversations. He's been open and understanding. You know, everything's different, and what you think's going to happen and what actually didn't happen are different. Really appreciated that, his flexibility around that.
Totally. Speaking of natural disasters, something that's been making headlines a little bit in the last week is part of the long-term plan. There's a pause on some of the earthquake stabilising and restoration of some of the older buildings and heritage buildings here in Auckland. The Lees Institute in Ponsonby, sort of three lamps end of Ponsonby, people might be aware, is one of the buildings that's been put on ice. There's a lot of community groups that use that space who are upset about this. Why is this particular, project of earthquake strengthening and stabilising being iced at the moment? Because that does feel like something that is quite important, perhaps, in the long term.
Yeah, look, the mayor put a pause on seismic strengthening, including sort of the trigger requirements for that, because his thinking around that was Auckland had a relatively low seismic activity compared to the rest of New Zealand. And the government put rules in 2017 around, quite stringent rules around what had to be done to make, especially heritage or older buildings, seismic proof or earthquake proof. And they were very expensive and they were really exhaustive. So there's two things that happened. First, we have lobbied government to pause that funding so that we can actually have another look at those rules, and that's happened, actually. So they have announced a new terms of reference for that review, and the scope is looking quite good for that. In the long-term plan, we had a number of projects. We had two projects that had already kind of started. And seismic strengthening was part of it. It was also other things as well. So the two projects were the Nathan Homestead and Manurewa, mm-hmm. and Rimuera Library. So they continued on because they had started. And whilst seismic strengthening aspects were part of those upgrade projects, so too were cosmetic things like paint jobs and whatever. Because at the end of the day, what we do want is the facilities to be fit for purpose, yeah. and ready for the community to use them, right? So what we've got with the Lees Institute, the Lees hadn't started, all right, so that it didn't get the green light to go ahead as part of the LTP. But that said, the whole aspect of what we're going to do with the Lees Institute is coming to our planning committee on the 25th of July, so very quickly. And we will consider, or that committee will consider, whether to continue with that upgrade. Mm-hmm. It didn't meet the trigger that the mayor put in. I'm only going to do that which has started. I'm not doing anything else until the government has re-looked at that review. This got caught in the middle of all that, and so, as I said, the decision whether or not to go ahead with Lees will come to a full committee on the 25th of July, just next month. Now, I've had some conversation with councillors. I am aware that there are a number of councillors that are supportive of this going ahead, but the decision will be made next month.
It will be an interesting one to see. In terms of the broader picture around that earthquake strengthening being put on ice at the moment, how long is that pause going to be? Because, you know, if it's part of the long-term plan, how long is that term?
Well, of course, what happens in a long-term plan are things are put into, you know, years. And so, as I said, Rimuera and Nathan Homestead are going ahead. Decision around Lees, I haven't read the paper. It's a July-based paper, and it's not written. I haven't seen it yet, but I'll be able to give you that detail maybe closer to the time.
All right, we'll come back to that one then. It is, of course, Matariki this week, and there's a lot of, amazing things that people can do to get involved around Tāmaki Makaurau. What should people have their eyes out for beyond the stars, of course, this week, Desley?
Well, of course, the big day of remembrance, Matariki weekend, is on Friday. And welcome to join me at 5:30 a.m. at Orake Marae, where there's going to be a big gathering, a briefing at 6 a.m., followed by what they call an Umukohu Kohu Fetu ceremony, which is a traditional ceremony acknowledging the Matariki cluster. On that public holiday, on that Friday as well, we've got sort of three big events across the motu. In the south, we have a big festival at the Auckland Botanical Gardens in Manurewa. It's an all-day event. It's got music, craft stalls, performances. It's real fun. In the central, we've got our Auckland Art Gallery having an all-day event there between 10 and 5, where you can write your dreams and aspirations to place on the Huri I Te Rangi tree. It's got poi making and waiata singing and stuff like that. In the north, they've got Matariki Twilight Markets that day at Takapuna Lakehouse Art Centre, so that's great. I mean, you've got to remember the three principles that guide Matariki are remembrance, mm-hmm. you know, honouring those who have died. For me, it's my mother, she's recently passed, so it's real special for me. Celebrating the present, gathering together with friends and whānau, and of course looking to the future and the promise of a new year. So I just urge all your listeners and all of Tāmaki Makaurau to, you know, do something special for this Matariki weekend coming up.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Desley. Enjoy your own Matariki weekend with your whānau, and we will talk to you again very soon. Ka kite.
Ka kite, Rachel.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.